Comedian Ari Shaffer cut by talent agency after celebrating Kobe Bryant's death. By Warner Todd Houston on January 31, 2020. Comedian Ari Shaffer was dropped by his talent agency and had a New York Comedy Club appearance cancelled after he posted a video celebrating the death of Kobe Bryant. The comic also took to Twitter and said Bryant had died 23 years too late. Only 6 hours after news broke that Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter, and seven other people lost their lives in a helicopter crash on January 26, Shaffer jumped to his Twitter account with a full frontal attack on Kobe and everyone who supported him, the Jewish Journal reported. On Sunday, the Skeptic Tank podcaster tweeted, "Kobe Bryant died 23 years too late today. He got away with rape because all the Hollywood liberals who attack comedy enjoy rooting for the Lakers more than they dislike rape. Big ups to the hero who forgot to gas up his chopper. I hate the Lakers. What a great day. Hashtag fuck the Lakers." Shaffer also posted a video lauding the NBA player's death. The NBA superstar was accused of rape in 2003 by a 19-year-old hotel employee who said Bryant sexually assaulted her at the Lodge and Spa at Cordillera in Edwards, Colorado. In the end, Bryant faced no prosecution. Testimony and evidence regarding the accuser's sexual past was allowed by the judge after she was found to have the semen of another man in her underwear. Bryant's accuser had also had relationships with two of the male witnesses in the case. A civil lawsuit over the incident ended in 2005 when the players settled for an undisclosed amount. Shaffer found quick retaliation for his comments. His talent agency, Aqua Talent Agency, dropped him as a client only days after the backlash began. But Shaffer fought back against his critics by pointing out that he has posted similar dark jabs at other celebrities who died. On a Wednesday Instagram post, Shaffer slammed his opponents, saying, "Every time a beloved celebrity dies, I post some horrible shit about them. I've been doing it for years now. I like destroying gods. And right when a famous person dies, they're at their most worshipped. So as a response to all the outpouring of sympathy on social media, I post something vile. It's just a joke. I don't really hate any of the people." Shaffer also insisted that the crash was, in actuality, a horrible thing. "Kids dying like that, it's horrible," he wrote. "All the other people dying, that, sick, horrible too. It's horrible he died. Really, really sad. What a terrible thing that was that happened." The comedian faced other consequences for his comments about the beloved NBA player. On Tuesday, Shaffer lost a gig at the New York Comedy Club when the venue canceled his show after being beset with death threats for scheduling his show. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook.com/Warner.Todd.Houston.